All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the Cleveland Cavaliers currently are sporting a record of 26-17, which has them sitting atop the Central Division. However, the Cavs are in third place in the Eastern Conference, and they only have a one-game lead over the surging Miami Heat for that spot. Now, in Cleveland's last 10 games, they are 2-8, and in that stretch, they've lost to the Boston Celtics, Minnesota Timberwolves, Toronto Raptors, and Golden State Warriors. And for the most part, in these contests, the Cavs have been embarrassed. And it starts at the defensive end of the floor for this team. Cleveland right now is 25th in the NBA in points allowed, and there is absolutely no intensity or communication at the defensive end of the court from this team. And that is where championship teams are born, on defense. Now, of course, LeBron James is still the best player in the NBA, and he has a solid supporting cast around him, which includes Isaiah Thomas and Kevin Love. But you look at the other guys behind that. Tristan Thompson is definitely not living up to his contract. You look at J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, you look at Dwayne Wade, you look at Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, along with Shumpert, are set to come back from the injured list, and hopefully for the sake of the Cavs, they can make a contribution. Now, typically what you would say, you know what, Cleveland can just simply make a trade and they'll be okay. It is not that cut and dry this year for the Cavs and their general manager, Kobe Altman. Why? Because there's a big possibility that this is LeBron's last year in Cleveland. And the Cavs do have that first-round pick from the Brooklyn Nets, but it's a situation. If you are the Cavs, would you be willing to trade that pick to go all in this season? Or are you, you know, ready to understand, okay, LeBron might leave, and you might want to have that pick in order to retool your team and remain as a contender in the Eastern Conference? So it is definitely not that cut and dry that the Cavaliers are going to make a trade. What happens? I think it's a situation for the Cavs right now. They have to look themselves in the mirror. Nobody else is going to step in there, and nobody else is going to fix this for them. And I think for Cleveland, they have to want it more. And I'm talking about the players. I'm not talking about Tyronn Lue. I'm talking about the players. They have to want it more. I see a lethargic team that simply feels that they could turn it on whenever they want to. And it's not that cut and dry this season due to the fact that the Boston Celtics have improved. And I know that Cleveland faced Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And I know that Cleveland had their way with them in five games. But Boston is looking like a different team right now. And if you're the Cavs, you simply can't just, you know, figure, okay, you know, when April and May come around, you know, we'll ratchet it up and we'll be okay. It's not necessarily, you know, cut in stone that this team can get back to the finals. And honestly, the way that the Cavs are playing right now, if they were to get to the finals and more than likely have to face the Golden State Warriors for a fourth consecutive year, this series might actually be worse than what we saw last year when Golden State knocked off Cleveland in five games. So I'll tell you like this, you know, This is the prime example of a team that simply says, you know what, we're good, we've been good, and, you know, we could do whatever we want. That gap is closing in the Eastern Conference, and these guys need to realize in a heartbeat that they simply just can't lace their sneakers up and step onto the court, and teams are going to, you know, automatically drop to them by 20 points. I mean, you look at this upcoming schedule. The Cavs have Orlando tonight at home. Then they have Oklahoma City at home on Saturday afternoon, which is definitely no walk in the park. Next Tuesday, Cleveland is at San Antonio. And you look at their stretch for the remainder of the month. They're home for Indiana next Friday night, and Indiana's playing some good basketball. They then have a home-and-home with the Detroit Pistons, and the Cavs should take care of their business versus the Pistons. However, nothing is set in stone with this Cleveland team right now. And finally, they finished the month at home versus the Miami Heat. And Miami is a team that you don't want to face simply because they play with a lot of hunger and intensity. And for Miami's sake, it starts at the defensive end of the court. So if Cleveland's going to figure this out, they're going to have to get tough, they're going to have to get nasty, and they're going to have to get physical on the defensive end of the floor. And until the Cavs do that, this team is just going to somber through the regular season, think that they could turn it on in the playoffs. And I think this year in the postseason, they could have a very rude awakening waiting for them. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. You can also check out the Facebook sports discussion group at the Sports Depot 365. Feel free to drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the best sports debates going on the web. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.